Blog Talk Radio.
Indirect talking, and I'm ending it here.
Oh, that's the reason they gon' end up on the news clip.
1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check.
Pass it around. Wanna speak to me direct? Hit extension. Straight pound. I'm out.
Now it's about to go down.
The king is back. Where my crown L. at? Here we're rest in peace. Let's do it, niggas.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Working all night, traffic on the way home, and my uncle calling me like, where you at?
Alright, just like Jake said, we started from the bottom, and we're still here at the bottom. But this is Ill Will, one third of the hosts. We actually got two new hosts, and I'm going to introduce them. We got Kay and TJ. So go ahead, TJ, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, what's going on? This is TJ. Coming out of Kansas right now. I'm in the military. Definitely proud and really ready to be a part of the show, be a part of this movement, the First Amendment. That's what we all about. And we're just taking it to new heights, baby.
Right, right. And we got another host. Go ahead and introduce yourself, intern.
Hi, I am Kaysenee, a.k.a. the intern, since I'm new out here in these streets. You can follow me on Instagram, and I am KOKL_NZS_officer. Facebook, KOKL Harrell, and I'm excited to be here. So I hope we can have a lot of fun tonight, and I can bring something to the table.
All right, we definitely want to have a lot of fun tonight. We got a lot of stuff to get into, a lot of stuff to debate. You know, that's what I like to do on here. But before we get into the debate and the ratchetness, we definitely got to do the news. And doing our news is our very own Vanessa. So she's going to hit us up with the news. What's up, Vanessa?
Hey there. Hey, PJ. And
hey.
And Will and the audience out there. Today I'm going to bring you guys three top stories that are in the headlines. And we're going to call this segment called "These Three Guys Are Having the Worst Week Ever."
Okay.
Number one on the list is our good friend Donald Trump. So if you guys have heard, since Donald Trump has decided to call Mexican immigrants rapists and killers in a comment he made on the presidential campaign about 2 weeks ago, the backlash continues to happen. Even though he is getting the backlash, you know, it's good to note that his ratings aren't going down at all. For some reason, he still has a following. But the latest casualty of this backlash is definitely the PGA. The Professional Golfers Association and Trump mutually agreed to pull the PGA's 2016 Grand Slam of Golf from Trump's Los Angeles golf course. So not only did he lose Univision, NBC, and Macy's, now the PGA has pulled ties from Trump. Guess next time you'll think about who you talk about. Don't mess with the Mexicans. Don't mess with immigrants. Next up for worst week ever is our wonderful friend Bill Cosby. After months
and
months and months.
You mean Bill Cosby?
Yeah,
Phil Cosby.
Is that his new name?
All right,
Phil
Cosby.
Phil Cosby. Well, Mr. Cosby, after months of being silent and not saying anything, has definitely been put out on blast because the Associated Press went ahead and filed a suit to compel the release of a sworn deposition that it was previously unsealed, that Mr. Cosby made in 2005, where in the deposition, he admits that he obtained Quaaludes, those pills, with the intent of giving the drugs to women he wanted to have sex with. In the testimony, which was part of a civil suit filed by one of Cosby's accusers, he went ahead and he didn't say that he was going to rape them, but he did say that he did purchase those Quaaludes because he wanted to bang. So, Mr. Trump is having the worst week ever, and Mr. Cosby has joined him, because now that the story is out, a lot of his previous supporters are pulling the support. One big supporter was Jill Scott. She was shown that Philly love, and she's decided that's not going to happen anymore. All right. Third guy to bring home worst week ever, and this just hit today, is Jared from Subway. Do you guys remember Jared, who lost all of that
weight? Subway guy?
The Subway guy. So the Subway guy is in a little bit of trouble with the FBI. The FBI is raiding his home.
Oh, no!
And it's been seen that computers are being taken out of his home and all sorts of electronics. There hasn't been a statement from Jared nor the FBI, but Subway has spoken up and said that Jared and Subway have mutually decided to end ties because this is the best decision for them. Rumor has it, though, that this probably has something to do with one of his employees being investigated and arrested for child pornography. So, next time, Jared, you need to watch out who you kick it with. And that's the news. Three men who are having the worst week ever.
Wow. Well, Vanessa, we definitely appreciate that. But let me ask you a question before you go on out of here. Did you, like most people, believe Bill Cosby when he said he was innocent? Because to me, I'm heartbroken today. I feel like, I was lied to. I thought he was not guilty. I didn't think he did it.
Well,
I didn't care what those white women said.
All right. Well, I'm not going to answer because you clearly already answered for me because I am a black woman.
No. I'm just saying. What did you believe? You know, when you saw the news and you came close, did it say?
Yeah, 26 women. Yeah, somewhere in there, he did something shady.
Got to be more careful, Bill.
You got to be more careful. I mean, and then think about it. You know, you have to remember that Cliff Huxtable was on television. That doesn't necessarily mean that's who he is.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for the news, Vanessa. I'm looking forward to next week to, you know, catch this up and let us know what's going on out there in the world, out there in these streets.
No problem. You guys continue with the ratchetness. Have a good night.
You too.
Good night.
So let's continue with the ratchetness or slash train wreck, because this could be possibly a train wreck. But if it's a train, that means good radio. So either way, we all good. So what do y'all think about the news that Vanessa was talking about? I mean, obviously Bill's to me is the biggest thing that stood out. So y'all
was
y'all disappointed?
That was devastating for me to hear that. You know, I mean, I feel like, they always try to, you know, tarnish a successful black man, and they always want to bring him down. So I try to give him the benefit of the doubt. But there was a lot of women, I did want to, you know, want to believe them. But I didn't want to believe that about Bill. I was devastated with that.
And what you think, TJ?
Should have kept his mouth shut. I was rooting for him. He should have kept his mouth shut.
Yo,
you know what?
That's
not uncommon, though. It's not uncommon that, you know, people do dumb stuff. Don't get me wrong. People do dumb stuff, and, you know, they deny it, and then the story dies down. But his ass brought that shit right back up. So serves him right. Serves him right. He should go to jail.
Well,
too bad.
He is getting old. You know, maybe he felt like, hey, I might die soon, so I'm trying to get to heaven. So maybe I need to tell the truth. I don't know. But
I mean, I think he confessed to the wrong people.
So good. Don't drop the soap.
I don't know. I'm disappointed, but me and my daughter still going to watch the Cosbys.
And listen to Michael Jackson.
I can't look at him the same way. Definitely can't look at him the same way.
I'm still watching the Cosbys. Ain't nothing going to stop me. If they show the Cosbys, I'm still going to watch. But let's keep it moving. Our main topic. Let's get into the main topic tonight. So tonight's main topic, and definitely callers, definitely We see you out there. Definitely call in. The number to call in is 347-677-1796. So our main topic tonight is the double standard when it comes to cheating with men and women, okay? And, you know, cheating is like, you know, one of the big topics when it comes to relationships and, you know, and all that. And I don't know, for some reason I just sat and I broke it down why it is. Why is it a double standard? Okay, so I'm going to break it down for y'all real quick, all right? So it's a double standard, okay, for four simple reasons, okay? Now, if a woman cheat, it's for only four reasons. And I would love for anyone to give me a different reason other than the four reasons I'm about to give. Callers, definitely call in because I want to hear your opinion. All right. So if a woman cheat, right, first reason, okay, she either is lacking in something in her relationship, so she looks for it elsewhere. Okay, and that could be affection or whatever, you know, good sex, whatever. So she goes and, you know, go into another relationship or find someone else to get what she's missing. Second reason is if her man cheated on her first, okay, so she go out and cheat. The third reason, which is to me a hard pill to swallow, and I don't think any man can come back from it, if your woman finds a man that is better than the man she has. And what I mean by better, I just mean it's something about him that just attracted her, whether it be the way he carry himself, money, you know, attractiveness, anything. She just sees him in the light brighter than the man she has. And the fourth reason, okay, and which is, again, another hard pill to swallow, your chick is just a freak. She's a female's a freak, and she needs to get sex when she can get it, and you can't control that. So to me, you can't come, like, all right, maybe if you cheated first, maybe you can come back from that. And, yes, maybe if you was lacking in something. But those other two reasons, your girl being a freak and her seeing something that's better than you, so she go and, you know, tries it, you can't come back from that because she's admitting that, hey, I think someone is better than you, okay? And if your girl's a freak, you can't control her. You lost her anyway because you can't control the freak either. So to me, in those conversations, you can't come back from that because when a man cheats, it's mostly like, you know, he wants his cake and eat it too on the average. You know, most of the time, a man just wants, you know, more than one vagina, so he cheats. Okay, so to me, a woman can easily say, you know, I can forgive you and move on because it wasn't about me. You know, it wasn't about me. It was about you and your, you know, needs or whatever. So I think it's kind of easy. You know, it's a double standard, but to me, I think it's a justified double standard.
Not at all.
Justified. Okay,
not
so you don't agree with me. All right, so talk to me. You're a woman.
Why is it if a man just wants the girl because he just wants to have his cake and eat it too? Yeah, the woman, she's a freak if she wants to have her cake and eat it too. She just freaked out.
But you can't control a freak. You can't control a freak. Just because a man wants multiple vaginas don't make him a freak. He just wants multiple vaginas. If a woman wants multiple dicks, she's a freak. Because by nature, by nature, you want one penis. You don't want multiple dicks.
How is that by nature?
Want multiple dicks? Do you want multiple dicks?
This is a general subject.
You're right. So
There's nowhere in research that says a woman wants one penis or a man wants multiple vaginas.
Okay, I'm asking you, do you want, if you're in a relationship, do you just ponder other penises while you're just doing random stuff?
No.
Exactly.
But
no.
Every
man does that. TJ, what about you?
Exactly. That's when the double standards kick in because there are men who feel that way. Men feel because a woman is thinking the same way he's thinking, she's a freak. But a man would just take the, I'm a freak, I just want another woman. They take it proudly, and a woman has to take it and feel bad about it.
That's TJ, what you think? Because you've been quiet over it.
I just think it is a double standard at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? If a woman chooses that she wants to have more multiple partners, I mean, she can have more multiple partners, and I don't think she's classified as a freak. I just think that's her expanding her sexuality at that point in time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, back in the day, like Bible days, a man was allowed to have more than one partner. In some tribes in Africa, a man has more than one wife. So, I mean, it is that stigma out there that, you know, when a woman has more than one partner, that she's a freak. But when a man has more than one partner, then he's labeled as something other than nice.
Right, absolutely. I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
And I think only back then, only reason it's titled that way because men were hunters and men were gatherers, and they had to be satisfied in any way since they were bringing the meat home and bringing everything home.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Because he's saying in biblical days. If he's saying in biblical days,
this is why you're an intern. This is why you're an intern. Okay,
Because you're trying. No, it's because it's two men and they don't want to look at a view of a woman. I'm agreeing with you. In the end, I'm agreeing with you. Men think they deserve to have multiple women because they were the breadwinners. They were the ones bringing everything home, so they deserve to be satisfied
in
any way. That's how it began. But
these days, see, here,
a woman feels empowered, just as empowered as a man does, so she doesn't feel like she has to be, she doesn't have to just be completely submissive to that person. But in the end, it's about if both of them are adults. If you're adults and you set boundaries of what you want, I don't believe one of them should be cheating.
You're missing the point. I'm not saying it's condoned, and I'm not saying that it's right. I'm saying that the double standard, it's a reason why it's a double standard. Okay, if a woman looks at another man like in a brighter light, then that guy, he's lost. Like you can't just be like, all right, you know what, I forgive you for cheating. I forgive you thinking this man is better than me. No, it's just like if you go and you have your car, right? You got your car, it's like if you a Kia, right? And you fully loaded, I don't care, you fully loaded Kia, and your woman stepped into a Mercedes or a Jag, and she held that thing for a week, she gonna say, oh, fuck this Kia, man, I'm trying to get this Jag. Like, you can't come back from that. So that's what I'm saying is that it's a double standard because you can't. How? Listen, your pride is done.
Because
you lost.
Only reason men feel that way is because the characteristics of a man, they feel like they have to be leaders, the powerful ones, and their achievement is knowing that their woman is submissive to them. So a man is going to feel that way, but a woman, she doesn't always just ponder off because she's going looking for something better. She's looking for some happiness, and if a man's not making her happy in every way, she's going to find that where he's lacking somewhere else. But it doesn't mean she just wants to be with that other person.
If she's having sex with him, she wants him. Like, I don't know what you're talking about, but if she has sex with another man, she wants him. Like,
so
not most women.
So what about this, Will? So what if the woman wants another man, or like, for example, I know one of the things you said was like she wants an upgrade, right?
Right.
Right. So what if she told the man, hey, listen, you know, you're not meeting my expectations, I'm going to go out and seek other men. Would that make it a little bit easier than just going out there and cheating?
Yeah, that's way better, but you still lost. It's not losing. No. First of all, it's a loss. You know how, like, in sports, they be like a moral victory? Like, if you play a top team and you lose, but you lose close, it's a moral victory. That's all it is. It's a loss, but it's a moral victory. Basically, she's just not going behind your back, but you still lost because she doesn't want you anymore. Like, the best thing you can do is salvage it, and y'all can both have an open relationship and do your thing, but you still lost. So, like, it's an L. Either way you look at it, it's an L, okay? Every woman wants to go elsewhere is a loss. When a man wants to go elsewhere, it's not necessarily a loss on a woman. See, that's what you're missing. It's about when a woman cheats, it's about the man. When a man cheats, it's about him. You see what I'm saying? Like, you follow me? Yeah, like, so when a woman cheats, it's like you did something that's making her do this. So, you know what I mean? You can't come back from that. I mean, I wouldn't want to come back from that. Like, you would want to come back from that, TJ?
That means you don't want it. You can.
No, I just...
You don't have to just give up on that.
In life...
You don't.
Listen, in life...
You look how you lose out on things. You're never going to completely satisfy someone, ever. You never will. There's always going to be something that needs to be fixed within a relationship at all times. There's always going to be something.
Yeah,
now, it's up
but
to
that don't mean that
you
can't be satisfied.
Wait, communicate. If it's communication, it's all about communication. If she decides to tell him before she steps out, look, we need to fix this, and he doesn't do anything about it, and then she takes it upon herself to step out, then that's another story. Then I could understand
how
why
can
he
you
like
fix. She thinks. How can you fix? Yo, this guy I think has more swag, or he's better than you. You can't fix that. You can't be a better guy. You are who you are. Like, you can't change that.
I mean,
so
well,
that's what I'm saying.
I have
you
a
lost.
Friend.
It,
no.
Okay. Yes.
No,
bring
no,
up this friend.
I have
let's
a friend.
Go. Let's bring up this friend. Let's bring up real
she
life.
She was with. She
real
was with
situation.
Someone. Yes, real life scenario. Okay. So she was with someone. He was better. He was better for her in every way. He was the one who they say he complimented. You know, he took care of her in anything she lacked, and it was mutual. Everything was happy. But sexually, she was unsatisfied. So I mean, she did. She stepped out. She did her thing on the side, and then she was loyal to him. Does she,
how was she
at this point regret it?
Wait.
She
stepped out on the
him.
Side, but
it
she
was
loyal to what?
She stepped out because, like I was mentioning, a woman can step out without it being an emotional attachment. It doesn't make her a freak.
Oh
she
no,
had
listen,
her
your
one
girlfriend didn't
partner.
Tell you the whole story. No. Listen, your girlfriend didn't tell you the whole story. See,
you're
going to
tell
do
now.
This.
You're going to.
Listen, women don't tell women
tell
the whole story. Yes, I'm telling you, your friend
that is true. That is true, though.
Did not tell you the whole story. That
you're
nigga
not
was
tell me about
doing
a woman.
Her dirty or some other shit, and then that's when she got common sense. Get the fuck out of here. Listen, women, she not going to tell you, oh, the nigga burned
me. Well, at least it shows
me.
That
oh,
you give up.
He don't please. Answer my call. She not going to tell you all that. Listen.
That's
she didn't
lazy.
Say the whole
no, that's
story.
That's just a man being lazy if he doesn't want to fix or save the relationship. That just shows what she's worth. That just
listen,
shows
I'm
what
not
she's
fixing
worth.
I ain't fixing shit if you yeah. think somebody else better than me. Fine, I'm going. Peace out. Do your thing. I'm going. I'm done.
This is true. I will do the same thing. I'm going to do the same thing.
I'm done.
You're going to do
done.
The same thing.
Yeah, if you find
yeah,
everything
not,
else
if you
is
find
good,
somebody
if she
better
steps
than
out
me,
one time,
I'm
there's
out.
Never any salvage. Okay.
Say what? No, there's no salvage.
There's
there
never any salvage.
The
there's
back,
nothing to salvage.
No,
because
in the back of my mind, I know that she found somebody better than me.
But it's okay if you
that's,
step out.
But no. But that's like a man. That's like a man walking around with his girl and sees a chick that's better than her, and then comes up to his girlfriend and say, "Yo, there's a chick that's better than you, but I'm still with you though."
But that's just see. That's just your ego. It always comes. It comes down to a man's ego. That has nothing to do with what a woman feels or what a woman thinks. It's about ego.
Okay.
Men
I mean,
find confidence
some...
in achievement. Women find confidence in attachment. So,
but they don't find confidence in knowing that somebody's out there better than them, that they man think somebody's out there better
there's
than
them. There's always someone out better than you.
Of course,
her,
but you don't publicly
everyone.
You don't publicly tell your significant other.
Fuck that. Listen,
that,
no,
yo,
no, no, no.
I'll
fuck
find somebody
that.
Better than
this, you. No. No, no, fuck that. When you listen,
suck.
When you're in a relationship and you get to a certain point, there is nobody better than you. That's just like when a ball player be like, hey, are you better than this team? You think the athlete gonna say, oh yeah, that team's way better than us. Yes, yeah, he's way better. I hope we go out there and win. No, you're gonna say, yo, my team is good. We're gonna go out there and win. If we win, we win. If we lose, we lose. But we are a better team. Like, come on, man. Listen.
Exactly.
You tripping. You tripping, and that's why you're the intern.
No. You're just lazy. That's lazy. That's just lazy.
Listen,
then that's what
intern.
I love this.
That has nothing to do with the intern at all. At all. That just has everything to do with men being lazy, and that's why a lot like women are just going out and bothering with both women and men because men are lazy and they feel like they have to go find elsewhere. That's why you have it.
Men lie,
women
lie.
Better.
Men lie, women lie.
All right, but
they
listen,
do.
we
but
we,
men have
we gonna let's go ahead and get into the digging the crates. It's almost halftime, so what we gonna do? We gonna take a break, okay? We got a few callers. We're gonna get to them when we get back. But when we get back, we're gonna talk about meat. We're gonna talk about me. We're gonna talk about this album, Dreams Worth More Than Money.
Gunshot.
Gunshot. No. It was a good album. But well, you know, we're gonna talk about it. But am I digging the crates? We're gonna have some new Meek, and I also, I got that Nas. We're gonna listen to some Meek and Nas.
Yeah. If you love hip hop, bust some shots.
Old school, new school, need to learn though.
You know the basics. Basement shit, digging a crate shit, my back in the day.
So, first song is the Trillers. I think it's probably the best song that's on here. What do y'all think is the best song on this album? I guess y'all don't think it.
I mean, I like the intro.
None? Nothing? The intro?
Yeah, I was good at it.
What do you think, TJ? Best song?
We'll talk about it.
A champagne pour, then the campaign roars, and the lights shine bright. Every night, damn blood for the Trillers. See my mama cry too many tears, and we've been broke like too many years. It ain't too many kids, couple homies, there ain't too many there. And they all got E, they got too many kids with no fathers doing too many bids, just get them kids too many years. As soon as you get that money, that's as soon they appear. Sue me your arm, something there, sue me shit. And yeah, I've been losing touch with my family, it ain't the same. I should've gave my sister some money, but I made it rain. I should've hit the crib with my son and played the game, but instead I ended up at the jeweler to make a change. It's a saying, when you make money, it make it change. Like fourth quarter to fourth quarter, I make a lane. Should've had to walk forward, they talking about taking trains and taking planes. I put the work in and made the name, but the question is,
was the money good? Was the bitches bad? Was they fucking good? Did your hood show you love? Did the hoes say you fly? If your friends say you're loyal, throw your rollies in the sky for the Trillers. For the Trillers. As the champagne pours and the campaign roars and the lights shine bright. Every night, damn blood for the Trillers.
I never wanted to be like Mike, I wanted to be like Mitch. Now all the little niggas want be like this. I wear my chain in any city, let you see my shit, cause I earned that. It's on me, I'ma keep my shit. I got blood on my money, ether in my soul. Do you know the feeling? Doing ether with no clothes. Now stars in the ceiling, bringing ether out the walls. With the curtains on the windows, I'm just peeking at my goals. Money made me iller, already was willer. Young kings killing young kings over Skrilla. That's why I ride around Mac on me like I was Miller. A Reggie when I shoot for that three, they drop Fetty, that's good money. Cut in my city, we talk heavy and die young. When we get some paper, we cop prezzies and wide rim. 20 inch rims for the dope boy, selling that coke boy, trapping on your note boy. Got that buy it all money, fuck I need a note for. And I'm school hallway, fuck I need a note for. We ain't wanna go to class, we're selling coke raw. The principal was copping too. Hit him with a snowball.
What?
Hey yo, what's up? What's up? Let's keep it real, son. Count this money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey yo, put the grants over there in the safe, you know what I'm saying? Cause we spending the Jacksons. The Washingtons go to wifey, you know how that go.
I'm saying that's what this is all about, right? Clothes, bank rolls, and hoes, you know what I'm saying? Yo, then what, man? What?
Ritualizing the realism of life in actuality. Fuck who's the baddest. Approaching status depends on salary. And my mentality is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as proper sinners. But something must have got in us, cause all of us turn to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition. Keeping the sweat for rest and speak at a western spotters. Cause it provides us with the proper insights that got us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go. But as long as we leave and even we'll be leaving with some kind of dope. So into that day we expire and turn to vapors. Me and my capers, I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers. Keeping it real, packing still, getting high. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff lie, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff lie.
I woke up early on my born day. I'm 20, it's a blessing. The essence of adolescence leaves my body now freshened. My physical frame is celebrated cause I made it. One quarter to life, some godly like thing created. Got rhymes, 365 days annual plus some. Load up the mic and bust one. Cuss while I puss from my skull cause it's pain in my brain vein. Money maintain, no go against the the grain, simple and plain. When I was younger, this I used to do my thing hard. Robbing foreigners, take their wallets, their jewels, and rip their green cards. This turn a project flash in my quick cash. And got my first piece of ass smoking blunts with hash. Now it's all about cash in abundance. Niggas I used to run with is richer, doing years in the hundreds. I switched my motto. Instead of saying fuck tomorrow, that buck that bought a bottle could've struck the lotto. Once I stood on the block, loose cracks, produced stacks. I cooked up and cut small pieces to get my loot back. Time is ill-matic, keep static like wool fabric. Pack a formatic to crack your whole cabbage.
Life's a bitch and then you die, that's why we get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die, that's why we puff lies.
That was that Meek and Nas. Kay, I know you're not even, you just, this is your first time hearing this song, huh? You don't know about that Illmatic dude.
Not at all. No. I know the old one.
Yeah, and see, this is why we do this, just so we can educate everybody. But before we dive into the Meek Mill conversation, we actually have a caller who wants to chime in on the topic we had right before the Digging the Crate section. So we're going to go to Rick. What's going on, Rick?
What's going on?
What's going on, man? Hey, we miss you, man.
What happened?
So we miss your calls, man. So what's going on? What do you think about the conversation we had earlier?
I think there is an acceptable double standard. Is an acceptable double standard for the men's part, like on a man's behalf, because a woman should have more class and not cheat. She should just leave the man. And with men, like even my mom or like chicks I've been with, their moms and aunts, they always say like, oh, the woman should leave the man, not cheat. This out of respect for herself, she shouldn't be sleeping around with multiple men. But everybody already know that, okay, like dudes is going to do them like and do stuff like that. So.
Right. You agree with my premise that it's a
because
double
you're
standard
a man.
And it's justified.
He's a man. Of course.
I think he got paid. He got paid to say that on the air.
I didn't get paid to say that.
Definitely. Will needed somebody. He needed some backup. I think so.
Girl, no.
No. But this is what he's saying.
This is a question I want to ask. Now, if you find out your girl is cheating and you ask her, you say, all right, well, who was better? If she say, I'm not disclosing that, do that automatically mean the other dude was better?
Nope.
Don't ask
that
something you can't handle.
No, she might not just want to reveal that. She might not just want to reveal that, so she might not just want to take it.
Don't ask
there.
What you can't handle.
But why wouldn't she tell you was better if it was you?
Don't ask what you can't handle. You want her to tell the truth and then find her diary later?
No, I'm just saying, if you ask her, if she say, I'm not disclosing that, is that a way of her telling you it's the other guy?
Yeah.
I mean, if she says that, I just go for telling the truth. I think it's out of respect for herself. Like, she's not going to sparing the pain of your feelings. She's sparing your feelings.
Huh? What?
I think she's
listen.
The misogyny has to stop, okay? You don't want to hear what the woman has to say, then this is why we don't tell you the truth when you tell the lies about everything.
No, I'm cool with telling the truth, but you didn't give no answer. Listen, if a guy asks you a question, you don't want to know the answer. We're not going to ask a question we don't want to know the answer to.
But that's just like the woman says, where have you been? Are you sleeping with her? If you were messing around, and would you tell her the truth?
Yep.
Well, it depends. Because sometimes women ask a question, they really don't want to know the truth. They just want us to say certain things.
Exactly. Exactly.
No,
and that's exactly how that goes.
Anyway, hey, appreciate the call. I'm gonna go back to you because we're gonna dive into this Meek situation.
Cool.
All right, let's go. Let's do it.
Appreciate the call, brother.
Later.
All right, so let's talk about this Meek album, okay? And just for you all who don't know out there, Meek Mill dropped a new album last week, Dreams Worth More Than Money. Number one on the Billboard chart, sold over 215,000, over that. I think it's a good album. I was a little disappointed only for the simple fact that I thought this album was going to be a game changer because I figured he had a lot more time in the game. So he was going to do something that's like going to put him in a category of like the Kanye West, the Pusha T's, and so forth. But it was a good album, don't get me wrong. I just thought it was going to be one of those classic albums. And it wasn't, but it was a good album. I think it's a good album. I liked it. You know, I'm not going to say it was bad. I'm not going to hate, you know. Yeah, I think it was a good album. I just think it just wasn't a classic, that's all. So, what do y'all think about the album?
I think it was trash. I didn't like it at all. You know what I'm saying? Because
you didn't
like it. Yeah, I just didn't like it, period. Actually, I didn't even buy it. I just started viewing it from iTunes and just didn't even waste my money. I'm just saying, it's all the hype was for nothing. He had me hyped. He had me hyped. Like, you know what I'm saying? I followed him, you know, the album Dream Chasers, I mean, all the mixtapes, everything up until now, and I had high expectations for this, and He didn't come through. I'm sorry. He didn't come through for me. You know what I'm saying? But can he make a comeback? Of course he can. Does he make hot tracks? Of course he
comeback.
Can. But look at the album he made before. Like hit after hit after hit. Watch and see how many of these songs are number one hits.
Do you think
this album
was more commercial than his other album?
It was.
No. No, I think his first album was way more commercial than this one. No, it was not.
No, it was not.
Young and Getting It. Amen. Like, he had some hits on there.
The
only problem.
Dreams and Nightmares. We're talking about Dreams and
Nightmares. Yeah, his first album.
Dude.
He had a lot more number one hits than he does on this album.
I think the difference between the first album.
Amen was a hit.
No. I'm talking about this new album.
The new album.
That trash song with Nicki Minaj, Bad For You. Come on, man. It's like that.
Yeah,
it's like a fake Jay-Z and Beyonce. Did you see him at the BET Awards? He was cheating, dog.
Okay. Let's talk Nicki and how about this? How about Meek and Nicki got better tracks than Jay-Z and Beyonce? How about that?
You should kill yourself.
Based off the one I've heard, I don't agree. Okay,
so.
Let's do this. Because I knew you was going to say that. Because I knew you was a hater. I felt it. That's why I made a clip.
Who, me?
We got Nicki. Yes, I knew. I got some tracks with Meek and Nicki. And I got tracks with Jay-Z and Beyonce. So let's play.
So do I.
Let's do a vote. And let's get back to the callers. Let's say what the callers have to say. How about that? Okay, let's start off with Queen B. Let's start off with Jay-Z and Queen and Queen B.
Are you gonna play a good collaboration?
Can I play? I'm playing their collaboration. I'm gonna play their collaboration. Can I play it? Or we gonna keep talking? What are we gonna do? You wanna play or you wanna listen? You wanna talk or you wanna listen?
You play it.
What are we gonna do?
Everybody knows the song.
You ready, B?
Whitney, only time we don't speak is on.
Yeah. So crazy right now.
It's so ass.
pockets is fat like Tony Soprano, the rock handle like Ben X2. I shake bonies, man, you can't get next to the genuine article. I do not sing, though.
He gon' take it to the moon, take it to the sky. How many people you know can take it to the sky?
I just fell asleep.
We gon' take it to the moon, take it to the stars. You don't know what we can do to make it this far. We're in the stars, about to take it all the way to Mars.
Yes, sir.
Boy meets girl, girl perfect woman. Girl get the fuckin' from the cop, come running up. Check the deuces, check the deuces.
You did play some songs, some collaborations, but
okay,
you did not
okay,
play
no.
You did not play collaborations that were number one hit, though. You did not play collaborations that were number one hit. Now
what?
I want you to switch to Meek Mill, though. Switch to Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj, and tell me how many of them made records.
We
made number one
records. Y'all ready to get turned up? Let's go. Let's get turned
play
up.
Play the first track.
If you ain't gonna need it, baby.
Up in the building,
we was
counting this money, loving the feeling. Look at you now, in love with a hitter. But now it's all eyes on me, and it all eyes on me. To say something to your pretty ass big daddy. Pick a bitch up in the big daddy. Big face wallet, that's a big daddy. Got your bitch calling me big daddy. When I pull up, all the hoes like big daddy. Nigga, I'm big daddy. Sitting in the corner and some shit that look like I paid like a million for. Blowing the money, I heard that they asking right time what he really worth. Money niggas be really broke, I went the harder way, boy had a penny first. Nanny bitches gon' get to work, I tell her keep on them hips back. Huh? Why fuck with a dope dealer?
Dope dealer?
Or keep fucking them broke niggas? Broke niggas. And I don't fuck with you hoe niggas?
Nah.
Rollie yellow like Homer Simpson, that's dope nigga.
I got all these dope dealers serving. Cut the work up, they surgeons. I don't want y'all bitches round me. Rag bitches make me curve them. Imported rug, that's Persian. One good look and we swerving. Wetter than the lake, that's Ricky. Pop pussy like she naked. She want me cause she seen me in that Aventador. Pull up on the curb so crazy, I done break the door. Bad bitch wanna borrow it, I lent it to her. Make a bust that pussy open in Singapore. 30 milliondo, Forbes list out in Philly in a condo. Bullshit, now they call me Young Oprah. Harpo in the pool,
okay.
Rockin' Paolo. Marco, millionaires, never do leers. No, they can't see me, they're never my peers. Boots on my labor, go get me my peers. Cause you're out of your element, I am your fear. So go get off my testicle, part in my decimal, bitch. Check
Ooh.
Up my resume, I'm up at echelon real.
Are you done?
She won. Game over.
Are you done?
Game over. Game over. Game over.
I wait till you're done.
Game
over.
Done. Game, set, match. Checkmate.
I wait till you're done and I'm going to shut you down. I wait till you're done and I'm going to shut you
Checkmate.
Down.
Checkmate. Checkmate. So, I mean, okay.
See, you got anything to say?
I liked it. I like both of them.
Ah!
I mean, I think it's awesome.
You can like
what
both of them.
No,
you
can like both of them. You can like both.
More of like R&B.
Okay,
but R&B for. But if you want like some dirty music playing, I can see why you want Meek and Nicki.
Okay, but check this out, Will. Like every song that you played by Jay-Z and Beyonce had two in it. Jay-Z and Beyonce. Every song that you play with Meek Mill featuring Nicki Minaj, it's not a collaboration. That's a song that he just featured her on there. It's not a Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj. The first one you played, first recent one, Chris Brown sung more times than damn Nicki Minaj in the damn song. The one you played after that. Rick Ross and Meek Mill rapped more than Nicki Minaj on that song. You can't compare the two because Nicki and Meek Mill didn't make a song together.
They did make the. Whoa. Listen.
He's telling
me the whole premise. He's trash. Meek Mill just featured her. She sang for 10 seconds and he called it a collaboration. It's not a collaboration,
listen,
man.
Every
Jay-Z and Beyonce song, Jay-Z song, Beyonce went. Jay-Z,
yes,
Beyonce. Okay, Meek Mill, other than this first one you played, it was Meek Mill, Rick Ross. Nicki Minaj, I don't hear again from Nicki Minaj. Maybe she just dropped the mic.
Listen, all right,
she never
so
came
you
back.
Saying he lost? Listen, first of all, it was only one song. The two last songs had other artists other than them, but it was still their collaboration. And when I played Beyonce and Jay-Z, one of those songs, Kanye was on. Okay, so let's be clear. But back to the premise, they make better songs. They make better songs. Those are better songs.
Come on, man. Like the one the one you played Liftoff, for example, I will reference the one you talked about. You talked about the one you played Liftoff. That is Jay-Z and Kanye West featuring Beyonce.
Sure.
That is not a collab, though. It's like that's a Jay-Z Kanye collab, though. That's not the same. You can't put it in the same, though. You can't. But
that's to you, Will.
I know. He's at a loss right now.
Okay, listen. Let's go to a caller. Let's go back to Rick. Rick, you there? Rick out of Philly.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Hello?
Who won, Jay-Z, Beyonce, or Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill?
I like the Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Thank you.
What?
I like the Jay-Z and Beyonce. Like, Meek Mill and Nicki, I don't think they should be doing the damn love song type joint.
Nope.
We got some songs. Now, Beyonce and Jay-Z already did that, and she's a singer and he's a rapper, but I want to hear Meek and Nicki on the drum like a monster type of song. The Nicki is rapping like lyrically like a dude or some shit like that. That's the drums I was expecting from them. Not no all these love songs.
Dope Dealer.
Dope Dealer.
He said,
come mess with the dope dealer, stop messing with the broke niggas, and she rapping about messing with the dope dealer. Like, that's
exactly
what I'm saying. All of their songs is still referencing their relationship. I want to hear them, on some shit like Nicki and Eminem, that kind of genre, Roman's Revenge.
Exactly.
Like I was looking for that kind of song from them.
Big Daddy was just Meek and Nicki. Just them two going in.
What are
Big
they talking
Daddy.
About on the phone?
They talk about
Big
nonsense.
Daddy. That's what they talk. Big Daddy.
They talk about nonsense.
Oh, that shit was lit. Like, I was turned up. Come on, man. The other Jones was boring me. Jay-Z, Beyonce was overrated. And Jay-Z verse was ass. Ended up in the league in 12 years.
So you're telling me Jay-Z verse on Upgrade You was overrated?
Upgrade You was probably one of the best
yo,
collabs
you tripping,
of
Jay-Z
and Beyonce, yo.
Yo,
crazy.
You tripping,
you crazy,
dog.
You crazy,
come
bro.
On, man.
Yo, you tripping. Nicki and Meek don't got a better song than a Nicki and Drake joint.
We're not talking about them. That's a whole different category. We're talking about Jay and Beyonce. That's all we're talking about.
But that's what I'm saying.
And,
but he got to get on the track and do a better song than her when she on a better than a song with somebody else.
listen, all I'm saying is, if I was training on an island and it had two CDs, Jay-Z, Beyonce features, Meek Mill, and Nicki's features, give me the Nicki and Meek features. I'll rock over there.
All right, so let's, if that's the case, Will, who sold the most?
Oh, come on, man, we're getting to that. That's what the conversation is. Who sold the most?
I already admitted that I think that Jay-Z and Beyonce is better, so now let's get into who sold the most. Who sold the most?
Can't ready for that.
I don't know.
You know.
I like
this.
I like
this.
You know.
Purple in the pool, rockin' polo. Marco, millionaires, never do leers. No, they can't see me, they're never my peers. Put on my labor, go get me my peers, cause you're out of your element.
Yo, that joint way better. That's all I'm saying. That joint way better.
Yo, to be honest, I think Meek is making Nicki's ass, too. They're not doing well for each other, yo. Seriously, they're not doing. I think they both. Yo, she looking bad.
Thank
you.
Oh
man. Okay, well, all right. Before I let you go, what do you think of the album? What do you think of the Meek Mill album?
It's not that good. It's all right. It's
winning.
Yo.
It's not that good. Besides, I like Rico. That's it. And I like really Drake on that joint. It sounds like a Drake song.
You don't
winning.
Like Phyllis or Cold
Heart? Huh?
So you don't like Phyllis or Cold Heart, the joint with Puff?
No, I like Rico, and I like the joint that Ross on because of the beat. But as far as lyrics, the only joint I like on there is Rico, and I think the intro joint.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think it was a good album, but okay. I mean, there you got it. I mean, Rick out there, he said it was okay. Nothing crazy, but, you know, it is what it is.
All right, let me ask you, is it better than the first album to you?
This is what I think. I think the first album had better songs, like when you go song for song, or what has better songs. But I think what hurt Meek album, the first album, was songs like this. Yeah, like he had like a whole lot of songs that didn't do anything. Like he had Nas and John Legend on the song, and that was the worst song I ever heard in my life. So I think that was the problem with Meek's first album was he had the bangers, but then he couldn't follow it up with even just alright tracks. It was just like, you know. But I think his first album had better songs like Burn, the intro, you know, he just had a lot of, like, when the songs was good, they was good. And when the songs was bad, they was bad. But I think this album was a more complete, like, I can listen to more songs than the first one. But if I had to say which one is better, probably the first one. I think the first one will probably stay more distance of travel, but that's only because he had better songs. So, that's what I think. But I still think it was a good album, though. I still think it was a good album. I don't think it was a game changer, but it was a good album. So,
it was trash.
But Rick, definitely, man, we appreciate the call, man. Thank you for tuning in, man. We appreciate it. Appreciate the love, man.
All right, man.
Will, you're my boy.
Yeah, one love.
All right,
do you accept your defeat now?
No, because Kay said it was good. The intern said it was good.
All right. And I got a call to say it wasn't. So that's 2-2.
Well, it is what it is. Matter of fact, where did the intern go? Where's the intern at?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. So, okay, so in your opinion, what would you rate the album? How do you think the album, you know, what do you think?
I gave it like, out of 5 stars, I give it a 3.5.
What?
3.5.
Okay.
I like classics.
I give it a 2.
Okay. I give it a 4.
A 4? Oh my god, dude.
A 4 out of 5, maybe a 3.75. It was a good album.
His mixtapes His mixtape was better than this album.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get all into right. our. I don't know. We have no more callers, so we're gonna keep moving. So we're gonna get into our random moment.
What?
All right. So we got a new segment. It's called Random Moment, and basically it is what it is. That's what it says. Random Moment. So we're gonna give our random moment of the week. So I'm gonna start off with my random moment, and then I'll let everybody else sit. So we all just celebrated the 4th of July, right? We celebrated the 4th of July. A lot of people was at cookouts, you know. And it's 4th of July is an American holiday, you know. Pretty much only Americans celebrating it. And we celebrated with cookouts and fireworks. But here was something crazy that I just thought about and as I'm watching fireworks. The fireworks in general, was an invention by the Chinese. So, America celebrates an American holiday with Chinese traditions. Really? Is that what America's about? Really? Like, I don't know. I just thought that was weird. Like, all through America, hundreds of cities spent millions of dollars on a tradition by Chinese. That's my random moment or random thought. TJ.
Random thought. Well, my random thought is there's so many people that are racist in this country. They do a whole lot of negative acts in this country. And Donald Trump addressed it specifically to one race, not accusing them of it, but saying across the borders. And he's out millions and millions and millions of dollars. It's just so hypocritical how America is that if one man makes that comment towards a specific race, everybody panics, everybody's pulling it because they don't want to be associated with him. Yet there's so many other people other than him that make those comments and they still make money. Just saying. That's my random moment.
Okay, you got a random moment. You got a random moment?
Well, I guess I'll just bite off what you said. As far as the 4th of July, I think it's crazy how we've had all of this, you know, black on white in the race, well, the racism things going on with the protesting and everything, and everybody's talking about it on social media, and black people are getting killed so much, and then yet we're out celebrating Independence Day. I mean, that's my random thought. I don't think we should have been celebrating that. And in fact, we actually had black people had a separate Independence Day from the actual 4th of July date. It's probably July 3rd, July 2nd. But hey, peace is home. My random thought. I didn't celebrate or participate.
All right. I agree with you. In the court with you. Really. All right. So we're going to end the show with our message. TJ, what's our message for the night?
All right. Our message is from the acclaimed, highly proclaimed Dennis Brown. And he blesses us off with a quote saying, "The only difference between a good day and a bad day is your attitude." That's my quote.
Boom. I like that.
Message.
All right. Kudos.
There it is. Okay, all right, everybody. Well, that's our show for tonight. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Definitely thank all the listeners for tuning in. Thank the callers. We'll be back, next week. Definitely tune in. You can follow me on Facebook at IllWillCorley or follow me on Instagram at Ill_Will215. And, you know, tune in next week. What's up? Where they can follow y'all at?
Well, they can follow me at... Oh, go ahead.
Ladies first.
Oh, yeah.
You're an intern. No, you're an intern. You go last.
Am I not a woman? What happened? Am I not a woman anymore? What happened?
No, you're a woman, but you're an intern. TJ.
All right. So before the intern blesses y'all with her follows, mm-hmm. you can follow me on Facebook, Kyla Armstrong on Facebook, or at Instagram at Bajan Dawg. That's BajanDawg83.
Intern.
And you can actually don't friend request follow because I've been getting a lot of creeps on my inbox with the whole friend request thing on Facebook. It'll
be
Coco Harrell. No, definitely not those. Someone actually sung me a song today on my thing. It was really creepy. But it's Koko Harrell, Harrell. That's Facebook, and my Instagram is Coco_MZS_officer.
Okay. Well, hey, we had a great show. Did y'all enjoy the show? Was it a train wreck, or did we do all right?
We did good.
Yeah. Everyone root for the underdog. Root for the underdog, yeah. Everyone. That's all I'm going to leave saying today.
Yeah, you did good, too.
Good job.
Shout out to the intern. You did real good. I'm proud of you, intern.
Yeah.
It's all love. But hey, y'all can tune in next week. We're going to be at it next week, man. Get with us. And I'm going to end the track with Meek and Nicki. Shout out to Meek and Nicki.
Oh my God.
Oh.
We was counting this money, loving the feeling. Look at you now in love with a hitter. But now it's all eyes on me, and it all eyes on me. To say something to your pretty ass big daddy. Pick a bitch up in the big daddy. Wallet, that's a big daddy. Catch a bitch calling me big daddy. When I pull up, follow up like big daddy. Nigga, I'm big daddy. Sitting in the corner and it's such shit that look like